Aí,
Well, 2.5. Okay, I've got 9:03. We'll go ahead and call this special meeting of the Coryell County Commissioners Court order at this time, noting that there is a quorum present. I'm sorry, Ms. Newton, I did not acknowledge if you were ready, but okay, very good. Thank you, ma'am. We'll begin this morning with a word of prayer. Dear Lord, thank you so much for being a significant part of our lives, and we come before you asking for the forgiveness of our sins. And Lord, I hope you'll always keep in mind that to assist us in having a good heart and a good mind and be good Christians in your sight. Lord, we continue to thank you for the many blessings that you bestow upon us, the cooler weathers and the changing seasons. And Lord, we also ask that you'd watch over them, guide and protect those first responders that protect us here on earth as you watch over us from heaven. Lord, as always, I would ask that you place your hand of wisdom and guidance on this court so we may do here on earth what honors you in heaven. And we ask all these things in your son's holy name. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
And the pledge to our flags. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Honor the Texas flag. I pledge allegiance to thee, Texas, one state, under God, one and indivisible. Next item on our agenda is the public forum. Citizens may address the court on any matter other than matters concerning county personnel or matters under litigation, and each citizen will be allocated 5 minutes with a total time not to exceed 30 minutes. Is there anyone here in person that would like to address the court this morning? Seeing and hearing none, is there anyone that's participating by Zoom that would like to address the court this morning? And seeing and hearing none, we'll continue on to item number 5, which is the official canvass of the November 5, 2024 general elections. I would ask that Mr. Crothers give us an update on the election and your input as to those results.
Yeah, so you all have a copy of the results, the results there. As you can see, we have 24,040 voters for this election, and then each race is listed there on the 6 pages. The other sheet I gave you was the turnout comparisons, so we went back to the last 3 presidential elections, and with the vote counts there, you can see total voters in 2016 was 18,643, 2020 was 23,585, and then this year it's actually 24,040. We did this prior to the last meeting of the ballot board, but and then the registered voters and the percentage, so you can see we definitely broke a record in number of voters voting. It was less turnout though, based on the number of registered voters, because registered voters goes up each year. So we did actually have more bodies than we've ever had. It just wasn't more percent wise compared to registered voters, but it was a good turnout for sure. Things went well. We couldn't ask for a better group of registered voters than we have here in Coryell County, and we couldn't ask for a better group of workers, poll workers that we have. They don't get paid much. They have a long, hard day. They get chewed out multiple times throughout that day, and it's a long, stressful day for them. But they do a great job, and I couldn't say better things about them. So
here, here.
But yeah, so you have the numbers there. The judge has the canvas report, and then your obligation is to canvas those votes. And I'll answer any questions you have.
I'm ready to make a motion.
If you would allow me to make one statement,
sure.
That I have reviewed the canvas report, and I certify that the figures on the tally sheets correspond with the figures on the returns. With that, I would entertain a motion to canvass the vote.
I make a motion that we accept the results of the November 5th, 2024 general election as presented by our tax assessor collector, Justin Carruthers.
Second.
Got a motion to canvass the votes. Second from Commissioner Weddle, second from Commissioner Matthews. Any further discussion concerning item number five or any of the voting process? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed say no. Ayes have it, motion carries. That concludes the business of the court today. It would give an opportunity, as we listed here, any remarks, closing remarks from any of the commissioners, Commissioner Basham, Commissioner Weddle, Commissioner Matthews. Again, I'll echo the sentiments of the court. Mr. Carruthers, we do appreciate all that you do, the effort that goes into this. And I fully believe, because I voted in other areas, I believe this is one of the most easiest, and I'll even say arguably the most secure voting within the state, within the nation. 100% faith and confidence in what you and your poll workers do. All right. With that, that concludes the business of the court today. We stand adjourned.
Yeah, I think it all needs to be this.